I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 884. God does not sit on a swivel chair. Don't you love a swivel chair, though? They're so fun and functional. You can sit at your desk and turn every direction and move and reach anything and everything you might need. And kids love to play on swivel chairs, too. There have been times when my children were younger, I put them on a swivel chair, spun them around and around while they laugh and beg me for more. Who needs Disneyland when you've got a swivel chair? Okay, that's a bit of a stretch. But here's the truth. God doesn't sit on a swivel chair. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. I'm reading James Bryan Smith's newest book, The Good and Beautiful You. And in it, he writes about God and the swivel chair in these words. For most of my life as a Christian, it felt as if God was on a swivel chair. When I would repent, read the Bible, pray, go to church, I felt as if God was looking at me with approval. But when I sinned, when I failed to practice the spiritual disciplines, I sensed that God did not want to look at me, as if God were spinning on his chair until his back was to me, so he didn't have to look at me. So I would redouble my efforts and do something holy, so God would make his face shine upon me once again. But then I would sin again, and God would spin away again. My sin, confession, forgiveness, repentance, do-good cycle would repeat over and over, making God dizzy and me depressed. Can anyone relate to my friend Jim here? I was just talking to a leader in our church who said sometimes he wonders if he's done enough. I told him, "Don't worry, you haven't. Because it's never about what you do, it's about what Jesus has done." If we only believed to the core of our soul the truth about God's love for us, well then we could freely love God and ourselves and others in ways that would make the world's head spin. Every religion other than Christianity is about trying to be good so that God will be good to us. But Christianity is about loving because he first loved us, as Scripture tells us. We're so accustomed to conditional love that when we experience unconditional love, we just don't believe it. We won't accept it. We try to deny it. The Word says, while we were good little people, Christ died for us. Oh, wait. You mean it doesn't say that? Right. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Here's the great question. What is keeping you from fully believing, fully embracing the unconditional love of God for you that's not dependent upon the choices that you make? Let's pray this prayer adapted from prayers.knowingjesus.com. Dear Heavenly Father, most of my life I've tried to earn your love and gain your approval, and whatever I tried to do never made me feel as if I'd done enough. In fact, the more I tried to get you to love me, the more I found that I failed you miserably. As I look back on mission trips and ministry activities and times of prayer and the many Bible studies I attended, the more I believe that I must be disappointing to you because I was not doing as much as I ought to do. Father, forgive me for misrepresenting your Father heart of love. And thank you for showing me that your love for me is not dependent upon what I can do for you, but rests entirely on what the Lord Jesus did for me on the cross. Father, thank you for this liberating truth. May I never again be drawn into wrong thinking about your Father heart of love, and may I gain greater confidence and understanding of what my position in Christ truly means. This I ask in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died for me, that I might be free from any condemnation and receive your unconditional, everlasting love. Praise his holy name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 885. And in the meantime, I love what Brian Zahn wrote. He said, Jesus' death on the cross was not to change God's view of us, but to change our view of God. You see, we're not sinners in the hands of an angry God. We are saints in the arms of a loving God. Our actions still fall short, way short, of the glory of God on a daily basis. But God looks at us full in the face, with a smile, with his arms open to receive us in love, not fist clenched to strike us or push us away. Because God does not sit on a swivel chair.